What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30. Ebony Payne is the advisory neighborhood commissioner over at the RFK site. And I caught up with her earlier today about a meeting that took place yesterday involving Muriel Bowser, the council member from Ward 7, advocating for a stadium being brought not only to D.C., but the RFK site, where many of the folks hyperlocally don't necessarily want it. So we wanted to talk to Ebony Payne, number one, about why that is, but also about if there is a stadium, what that could mean for the folks that live right there. So this was my conversation with Ebony Payne. It started with her telling me what the advisory neighborhood committee is that she commissions.
That's a great question. So advisory neighborhood commissioners are like the first point of contact for all DC residents for city government services. We represent about 2,000 constituents. And the RFK campus, which comprises about 174 acres, really 190 acres when you count the DC Armory, lies within what's called my single member district. And then my community of Kingman Park is just off of the campus. And so we, have hosted the team in the past before, and many of my neighbors have a lot of memories and remember what it was like to have the team back in their heyday in the 90s. And so we are nonpartisan, and we are volunteers that just represent our community and our community's needs.
And there was a big meeting where I believe some of the folks in your area in the neighborhood came out to discuss the possibility of the new stadium that took place on Thursday. What exactly was that meeting?
Yes. So we had Mayor Muriel Bowser and Ward 7 Councilman Wendell Felder come to Eastern High School and present on their vision for the new RFK campus. And that really their vision is for a new NFL stadium.
And Councilmember Felder wants the new stadium just like the mayor does.
That's correct.
And what sense do you get, or do you have a sense of generally the rest of the council? I mean, we've only had one council member on. I think it was Charles Davis, and he told us that he is actually opposed to the possibility of the stadium there. Do you have any idea how the rest of the council feels?
So we know that at least one council member from Ward 6, council member Charles Allen, is opposed.
Action. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He would rather see housing. And the chairman of the council, Phil Mendelson, is not necessarily against a new stadium, but he is against taxpayer funds. So that is an interesting dynamic between the council and the mayor. The other council members have been a bit more coy and less, you know, very outspoken. I believe council member Brooke Pinto came out for it. Kenny McDuffie came out for it. He sits at large. So there's somewhat of a range. I think that everyone is still waiting to see official plans before they take any formal positions.
Ebony Payne, advisory neighborhood commissioner for the RFK campus and Kingman Park. So before I get into then how you feel and how some of your locals feel about the possibility of a stadium, what was kind of the pitch and the plan that you guys heard?
So we actually had an opportunity as ANC commissioners to sit down with the team and their representatives. And what we were told is that the team was looking for a 65,000 seat stadium with 10 to 12,000 parking spots in two garages. They didn't have much more information other than that. It was very rudimentary plans. There were no concept designs or anything like that. And they made it very clear that they hadn't reached an agreement with the mayor or with the city. And these conversations happened prior to the presidential election. So Congress hadn't even passed the legislation to give the city control of the land. So, you know, when I announced, we weren't discouraged from sharing that information with our constituents. We recently had a meeting, a community meeting. The commanders were supposed to come actually next week to speak to the community. And so we had a large planning meeting that attracted about 120 people. And, you know, we were preparing questions. And the community has a lot of, you know, general concerns. And so the team asked to reschedule that meeting. And then this meeting with the mayor and the councilman popped up. And so everybody, you know, had to kind of shift gears and attend that to see, you know, where things really stand.
But you are still planning on meeting with the team then next week, it sounds like, or no?
They've asked to reschedule that meeting. And it has, you know, a date is TBD. They didn't say that they were outright canceling, but just that they wanted to reschedule.
Gotcha. Ebony Payne is with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. All right, so then let's get into the advisory neighborhood that you are the commissioner of, this committee, and kind of how the locals feel. So I have no real information on the current momentum around in the neighborhood. I do know that the last time that this was polled, I want to say 2/3 of people, you may have the number, like did not want the stadium that live around that area. So what do you know about that poll? And do you know the specifics of like how close the people had to be to RFK that were being polled to be a part of it?
Yes. Well, let me just start off by saying that I am a Commanders fan. I think Jaden Daniels is an awesome quarterback, and I've learned more about football over the past 2 years than I have really ever. I was born in 1991, and so they've literally played the best in my lifetime. So I just want to start off by saying that. But I was a part of the Friends of Kingman Park effort. We have an RFK task force, and we polled over 2,000 people on their feelings. And we really targeted the immediate communities around the stadium just to get their thoughts. And what we found was that 2/3 of people were strongly opposed to a new NFL stadium. And we asked them what they wanted to see. And it was a range of ideas from parks, you know, more youth sports. There's 100,000 kids that play on what's called the fields at RFK every year. And we finally got a commitment from the mayor last night that that those fields would stay. That was the first time that she had firmly made that commitment. And that was a real concern of the community that those fields would go away. There's a lot of like soccer activity and they're multi-use fields.
So there's enough space there for the 65,000 seat stadium and the fields to still allow for 100,000 kids to play soccer.
Well, so, you know, the main concern I have right now is one of the mayor's stated goals is to bring the Super Bowl to D.C. And in order to do that, I'm pretty sure the NFL, it's public information that they have certain requirements that cities need to meet. And one of those requirements is a minimum of 70,000 seats and at least 35,000 parking spaces. And so the mayor has stated that we can have it all, that we can have a stadium as an anchor, and we can have a sports complex for the neighborhood, and we can have housing. But it doesn't really, the math doesn't add up with what we've been told, at least initially, that they're only looking for 65,000 seats and only 10 to 12,000 parking spaces. And so I think if your goal is to host this the Super Bowl, then you have to work backwards from that goal. She stated pretty plainly that she wasn't advocating for 35,000 seats and that whatever parking would be there would be in garages. I know that tailgating is a big part of football culture. And something that the community really doesn't want to see is surface parking lots. And I just haven't seen an NFL stadium anywhere in the country where all of the parking is in garages. And so that's a big concern of mine, is how the logistics of all of this is going to work.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Makes sense. Look, I'm not saying I'm right or have any information, but I do want to get your thoughts on just a reaction, I guess, that I have, which is to say, it would seem to me like while maybe not having a stadium and doing some of the other things that you might be able to do on that land, and you could go into those if you wanted, would be maybe better hyper locally. it's hard for me to believe financially that it's not better for DC in the long term to have a stadium, especially if they had a roof on it. I don't know if there's been any mention of that, where they could do a lot of other events beyond just, you know, 10 football dates or whatever, in terms of the business that it would bring to the neighborhood, the things that would pop up around it business-wise, like we've seen at Nats Park. I mean, wouldn't that possibly do more long term for the folks around there than something else, or no?
Well, the economics of baseball and football are different precisely because of how many events are hosted every year. So as you mentioned, the football stadium would host about, you know, 8 to 10 events, maybe with a couple of extra concerts added on. Whereas
baseball, well, if it's roofed, couldn't it host dozens of them, though?
Potentially, but, you know, a roof would potentially cost about $400 million. And something else that the mayor said last night was that she would not rule out providing subsidies to the team. And as a DC taxpayer, I don't want to be spending my taxpayer dollars. And it's a real sticking point with the community. There were other people that, even people who felt like they wanted to see the stadium, they didn't want to see their taxpayer dollars go to build something that, frankly, the billionaire owners can afford to do it themselves, especially since they want to come to the site. And RFK is where, as I understand, the fans really want to come. So I think there's a real disagreement about whether that's a good use of not just land use, but taxpayer money. We have other needs in the city. We need grocery stores, housing. We really need more recreational space. We actually don't have enough. And, you know, hospitals, I mean, people really are expecting something to be delivered for the community. And so with the amount of space required to host a Super Bowl, there's a lot of disagreement and a lot of concern about whether that is really the biggest bang for our buck.
Ebony Payne, the advisory neighborhood commissioner for the RFK campus in Kingman Park. So I could talk to you for a long time, and your candor is great. I'll ask you this final question because I know you're busy. So if the, you know, folks right around the RFK site don't want the stadium, but if enough council members do, does that just mean they're out of luck? Like, what happens next for you guys? Is the idea that, you know, you need to convince people to vote on the behalf of what their constituents want? Or, I mean, what's the, I guess, end game in terms of your following and you guys and trying to get your word out that it's not something that would be very popular hyper-locally?
Well, you know, at this point in time, we're really just trying to get questions answered. I think making sure that there would be no eminent domain, that was a major community concern. The mayor said that there would be no eminent domain. Making sure that we keep the recreational amenities that we currently have. We didn't have that commitment even a year ago. So we finally got that commitment. Making sure that we get the sports complex that was been promised, making sure that whatever parking, and really getting clarification on how much parking is really going to be put in. So I think just actually seeing a real plan. The community hasn't been presented with a real plan yet. So I think from a community perspective, it's really about making sure that the people and entities that are currently using this campus, for example, the DC pole vaulters, they are trained Olympians, and they have a very small segment of the campus. And they came out last night very strongly and said that they want to make sure that they don't get displaced. We have a skate park on the campus. It's fallen into disrepair, but, you know, we have a big skateboarding community that every meeting they come out in full force and really speak passionately about what skateboarding has done for the lives of the kids that take their classes and keeping them out of trouble. So at this point, it's about getting as much for the community as we possibly can. And part of doing that is by having open dialogue and getting questions answered and really nailing down the specifics of the plan.
Makes a lot of sense. I appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.